Hi, I'm Daniel Alarcón, host of NPR's Spanish language podcast, Radio Ambulante. We're back with a new season, with 36 stories from all over Latin America and the Latino community here in the U.S., from one of the most controversial trials in Puerto Rico's history to the Venezuelan migrant crisis. Listen to Radio Ambulante on the NPR One app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras, and underneath, right behind us in the background, we're hearing some very, very beautiful music from a new album from Alejandro Escobedo, who is joining me today from radio station KERA in Dallas, Texas. Alejandro, welcome back to Alt Latino.
Hola, Felix. Nice to hear your voice again.
Nice to hear yours, man.
Yeah, man.
This album is, I would say, unusual, but you doing something different is the usual, so there's lots to unpack here on this record, and we want to get into it. But tell us a little bit about this track we're listening to right now.
Andare was a song that my writing partner, Antonio Gramantieri, we both came up with that, I believe. And he took it to a composer and arranger in Italy by the name of Vani. And Vani and Antonio took it to Prague, where they used some of the strings from the Prague Symphony to record that particular track and also add strings on a few other tracks on the album. But that's the opening theme. That's what opens up the record.
That is the opening track from the new album from Alejandro Escobedo. It's called The Crossing. And Alejandro is with us today. Again, you are known for taking a very circuitous route, or a very different route, or a very personalized route through music. And I think that that's where those of us who love your music always appreciate that approach. And this one in particular, you've sort of topped yourself with this one. Talk to us about the album, where it was recorded, the band you recorded with, because there's an interesting story behind that.
Yeah, the whole project really began a couple years ago when I was about to tour Europe, and my manager lives in London, and he gave me the choice of three bands to play with. Two were English and one was Italian, and I was intrigued by the Italian band. I love their sound. They really kind of played in this atmospheric kind of soundtrack, instrumental, little bit of kind of surf 60s surf music, and yet the other ones were very grand and just beautiful instrumentation. So I fell in love with them. So I went to a town called Modigliana, which is in the province of Romagna, and it was there that we met. Of course, with Italians, we had dinner first and ate a lot of pasta. And then we rehearsed for a day and a half and then did 35 shows in 40 days. And we hit 10 different countries.
Wow.
And throughout that, of course, politics in the world were starting to turn in a way that we hadn't seen in quite a while. So the conversation always kind of dealt about what was happening in Italy and what was happening in the United States. I came back 2 months after that tour. I came back, went back to Italy, and we did another month and a half, 2 months in southern Italy this time, in Calabria. And it was there that I really saw the kind of similarities between Italian culture and Mexican culture, and especially in the south where the weather is warmer, the ocean, the desert and the ocean meet, the language is quite different. They even had a dish that reminded me very much of menudo, you know.
So
it was pretty cool. And I really got on with the people from that area, you know. And so it was there that I started to think about this story, which would be the story of two young men. One was from Calabria. His name is Salvo. And the other boy was from Saltillo in Coahuila, and his name was Diego. And they would meet in Galveston, Texas, in South Texas, where Salvo's uncle had an Italian restaurant that they were both working at. And, you know, there was always a large settlement of Italians in that area of Texas. So it made sense to kind of place them there. And from there, they decide to go on a journey to look for rock and roll America, punk rock America. They're very much into the music of the 60s and the 70s. They love the Stooges. They love the MC5. They love the Ramones. You know, they're looking for those bands, the New York Dolls. They also love the literature of Allen Ginsberg and different American writers. They're also looking for the movies of the 70s, which they appreciate. But along their journey, they find that America has changed. They're faced with a different type of America. And it speaks not only about what's happening to them as immigrants, but what's happening to them as young men who are suddenly taking this long voyage. And it deals with not only immigration, but the loss of their home, the language difficulties, the sense of innocence being lost, the discrimination that they're faced with. And it's in that journey that we kind of follow them throughout the Southwest and their journey to Los Angeles.
And the journey is notated in music, and that's the entire suite of the album. We've decided to pick a handful of tracks to play and talk about the album. Which one do you want to start out with?
I'd like to start with Teenage Luggage.
Okay, tell us a little bit about that one.
Well, Teenage Luggage is really one in which you get the sense that they're moving through Texas. They're moving towards the West Coast. They get picked up by a cowboy named Joe who had a hole in his luck. The last line in the song is, America is beautiful, America is ill, America is a bloodstain in a honky-tonk kill. And the chorus is, you don't know me, you think you know me, no, you don't know me, no. You think you know me, you don't know me, you're just a bigot with a bad guitar. So it also addresses what I faced in my life as a Chicano growing up, wanting to play the music that I loved, and sometimes facing difficulties as a result of that.
This is the track Teenage Luggage from the new album called The Crossing from Alejandro Escovedo.
You know, we should mention that James Williamson of the Stooges played on this song also, too.
I think you just did, man.
Oh, I did.
I got my teenage luggage, I'm headed out. Looking for America in a record shop. Outside of Lubbock, we got picked up by a cowboy named Joe. We'll be right back. out of Yuma, we got picked up by Trigger Happy Johnny with a facial scar. America's beautiful, America's ill. America's a blood stain in a honky tonk kill.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break to tell you about another NPR podcast that we think you'll be interested in hearing.
Do you love trivia, puzzles, nerdy games, and humor? What about interviews with actors, musicians, and people from all walks of life? Yeah? Then join me, Ophira Eisenberg, host of NPR's Ask Me Another, every week on the NPR One app and wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know, Alejandro, I hear a lot of your musical past in this album. Let's talk a little bit about that, because you talked a little bit about the experiences you had as a Chicano trying to play the music you love. Why don't you expand on that a little bit? What was the music that you loved, and how did people prevent you from playing that?
Well, you know, I was born in 1951 in San Antonio, Texas, right? And we left Texas when I was 7 years old. We moved to Orange County, California. And it was in Huntington Beach that I really kind of grew up and started to fall in love with rock and roll in a way that kind of overshadowed everything else in my life, you know. And I collected records from a very young age. My parents were very supportive of my record listening and record buying, all except the Velvet Underground album, which my mother broke. The only record she broke in my collection. But it was that type of music that really captured my imagination, captured my heart, and captured my ears and mind. It was the Velvets. You know, I love the Pretty Things. I love everything that was leading up to punk rock, you know, the David Bowie and T-Rex, Mötley Crüe, Roxy Music. I loved all those bands very much. At the same time, as a young man, I was going to dances with my older cousins and seeing, you know, the Midnighters. We were seeing the 103rd Street Rhythm Band.
Wow.
We were seeing, you know, James Brown. We were seeing Ike and Tina, Solomon Burke. So all of that was starting to kind of shape the kind of music that I would eventually make, you know. The thing about punk rock that was so inviting for us in the beginning was that it was very diverse. I mean, there was young women, there was young, as long as you could express something, that was the important thing. It was about expression, and it wasn't about technical ability. It was about what you had to say. So for me, it was a wonderful place to be, you know. And eventually, as I began to play more and grow as a musician, I started to face other difficulties that I didn't realize were even possible in music, you know. And so, you know, but from there, when I was in rank and file and we were trying to kind of merge our sense of country music with the punk rock that we'd grown up with, you know, there was cases like in L.A. we were playing the Hollywood Palace, and I wasn't allowed to go through the front door. I had to go through the back door because they wouldn't believe that I was actually playing.
Wow.
They thought that I was working. And my manager just went metric on him, you know, but you know, that was a real thing. When we played in Lubbock, Texas, the frat boys thought that I was serving beer. They couldn't believe that I was in a band. So they kept asking me for beers, you know, like to get them a beer, you know.
That's crazy, man.
You know, when I was in the True Believers, you know, a lot of that stuff happened to us, you know. Got pulled over in Louisiana, and the first thing out of the cop's mouth is, you all speak any English, you know?
Wow.
You know, so it was, you know, in later years when I made my solo albums, I remember Ryko Disc putting out my albums and trying to get them played on radio, and the response was, we already have one Mexican band. We have Los Lobos. We don't need another Mexican, you know?
Right.
The one program director saying, I can't even pronounce his name. How do you expect us to play his music? You know? So
yeah,
it was things like that that kind of shatter the sense that you're welcomed everywhere.
And some of that is reflected in the lyrics of the new album.
Absolutely.
Which track do you want to play next, bro?
Well, I want to play Something Blue. Just before I wrote that song, as I was finishing it, I thought very much about my friend James Luna, who I grew up with and was a Luceño Indian performance artist, and he had just passed away. And my friend Tony Kinman, who played bass in Rank and File, had also just passed away, both from cancer. And so I thought a lot about them when I was writing the lyrics to this song.
You are listening to Alt Latino. That was the track Something Blue from the new album called The Crossing from Alejandro Escobedo, who is with us today talking about the album. Okay, Alejandro, there's also lots of what sounds like self-reflection on this album.
You know, I think, I grew up in an era where all those books and all those films and all that music really kind of, you know, we bought into it that it was going to really change the world, you know, that it had a power and a resonance that would completely redirect, you know, where we were headed in our future, you know. And I still carry that with me, man, and I still believe in that. I believe in the power of words and music. I believe in literature, and I believe in film. So I feel like, you know, this journey that these boys take is not just about immigration, but in a way it's the story that it reflects what Antonio, my writing partner, and I have been through, and especially myself as an older man now, looking back and seeing a lot of what I loved and what inspired me is no longer there. And the type of America that exists now and the type of America that I grew up in are vastly different.
Let's hear that track, Outlaw, for you. Again, this is from the new album from Alejandro Escobedo. I think that only Alejandro Escobedo could write a song that references Jack Kerouac, Allen Ginsberg, Gregory Cortez, Octavio Paz, and Paulo Conte in the Midnighters, just to throw in this song, The Outlaw for You. And, yeah. You know, because this album is a suite of songs and it tells a story, a narrative story, there's a narrative arc to it. You know, it visually, when you talked about, you know, you grew up loving film, you grew up loving all these other art forms, I can't escape the idea or the image I have of your writing sessions taking place in a room. And I have images of like vinyl laying around, like books open on the table, film posters on the wall, because it, like all of these things are referenced. And it's almost like a microcosm of what life is like here in a way when you grow up from a certain period, because you have all of these things and it's, while it may not be in the same room at the same time, in your mind, there may be that one room with all this stuff.
It is that room where you go to when, you know, to look for inspiration, to become inspired in order to write songs. There is a room that I always tend to go to, and it's a very private place, but yet in a way, it's a very universal place because it does have bookshelves full of books, and it does have a turntable with, you know, everything from, you know, Marvin Gaye and Aaron Copland to the Stooges and, you know, just all the Gories. I mean, all kinds of stuff, right?
Right.
And, you know, the films that we watched in order to become inspired, we watched Eisenstein's Mexico. We watched that a lot in order to get those images in our head, you know, and also spent a lot of time in Italy, you know. So between Antonio and I, we just kind of really spent time. He came to Dallas for about a month, and we drove all around Texas just kind of getting a feel for what we were writing about, you know. So we ate a lot of pasta and barbacoa just shared stories, you know. It was a great time.
You
know?
You are listening to Latino. I'm Felix Contreras, and we are in the studio with Alejandro Escobedo talking about his new album, The Crossing. And before we let you go, are you going to be able to tour this album with the band, the Boys from Italy, like you call them?
Yes, we'll be touring in September. We're doing some dates with kind of a smaller group of the Italians. And then in January and February, we're doing a two-month tour that will cover all of the United States as much as we can. But that will be with the full band, everybody that was on the record. You know, one thing I want to mention, too, when you take on a project like this, which was pretty ambitious on our part, I think, and trying to tell this story, you can't do it without the help of not just the musicians, not just Antonio, and not just like our wives and supporters, of course, but we had a great producer. His name is Brian Deck, and he came from Chicago, flew to Italy. You know, we had just given him the music. He really didn't have the lyrics when he got there. So all of that was, the whole thing was constructed while he was there. And he did an amazing job dealing with musicians who didn't speak the language necessarily, but yet coming up with something. He mixed the album. So I praise him, forever grateful to him for what he did on this record.
It's important to note all the people who contributed, man.
Absolutely.
So appreciate that. Yeah. I want to end the show today talking about the track, The Crossing.
Well, The Crossing is, you know, it's really the end of the story in a way. It's now just Diego, and he's kind of reflecting on what they've been through and whether it was worth it or not. All the things that he's lost and, you know, kind of just laying there underneath the stars in West Texas on his own now, wondering whether the whole trip was worth it, really.
Alejandro Escobedo, thanks again for stopping by, man.
You're welcome, man. I love hanging out with you, so.
Well, thanks great. A lot, man. We'll have to do it in person sometime soon.
We will.
The name of the album is The Crossing. This is a track called The Crossing, the title track. I want to remind you that you can hear all the tracks we played today in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino. Don't forget to reach out to us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. This has been Alt Latino. Thanks for listening.
It's
changed. They've broken all the pretty things, the records and the phonographs. If I could make a wish, we'd never gotten into this. We knew what we were getting into, didn't we?
As I lay here beneath the stars.